listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
All right, welcome to the Kathy Hood Show. Are you ready to unleash your power? We've got another power-packed show where we encourage, empower, and equip you to prosper. It's time to discover your God-given purpose and advance your life by unleashing the power from within to impact the world. Your gifts are not in front of you, but they are trapped on the inside of you. However, have no fear. I am here to help you realize your dream, your true potential, and to set it free. Get ready for your dose of discovery, divine intervention, and impartation. Are you ready? Let's go. All right. Today's episode is sponsored by Atlanta Life Media Agency, where connections are made. To learn more about them, please visit www.atlma.net. All right. By now, you guys know that I am so very big on discovering your gifts and how important it is to know your gifts to be able to live your best life. So I am your gift coach, and I teach and empower people to discover their gifts and how to live life on purpose. It is definitely what I am born to do. I absolutely love it. Discovery of gifts not only help you discover your true identity, but help you find your place in this world. Do you find yourself feeling alone in less than desirable situations and can't seem to find your way out? Well, this episode, Waiting to Exhale, not the Whitney Houston and the Angela Bassett Waiting to Exhale, but Waiting to EX-HELL. I want to introduce you to my blessing that God placed in the earth for me, Mrs. Carolyn Smith, a.k.a. Mama C, my spiritual mom. So throughout the show, you're going to hear me refer to her as Mama C. It's just strange for me to call you Carolyn, okay? What is a spiritual mom? Well, you are about to find out. Welcome to the show, Mama C.
Thank you, Kathy Hood. Thank you for having me on your show.
I am so super excited, girl. This is my third episode. This is my third show. Awesome. And it has been totally amazing. Every time we get started, I still get butterflies, you know. And I remember when Keisha was saying, oh, Kathy, you need to do a podcast. I'm like, girl, what's a podcast? Why should I? All that. But we do have some things to share to help people to grow and discover who they are. So what I want you to do is just tell our listening audience a little bit about you.
Amen. Will do. Well, my name is Carolyn Smith. I am known as Mama C to Kathy Hood. I was born in a small town outside Augusta, Georgia. Later moved to North Carolina, got married. Was married for 35 years, 3 kids. 15 grandkids. Woo! I was divorced 15 years ago and have remarried 2 years ago on my second marriage. And here I am.
Look at there, 15. That might be something about that. You were married for 35.
35.
Divorced for 15.
Yes.
And now you have 15 grandkids.
Yes.
Who would have ever thought? I think you just had the last 12 in the last 2 years, right?
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about my gangster brother, okay? Mm-hmm. But, thank you so much, Mama C, for joining us. So I want to just share with the people about being a spiritual mom. You have been such a blessing in my life. Last show, you know, my husband was on the show. Mm-hmm. And so we've started this journey of telling our story and praying. And, you know, we're getting some feedback that it really is blessing other people and couples and different things like that. So let's talk about being a spiritual mom. What does that mean to you?
Well, being a spiritual mom, a lot of people think it's about just telling a person what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go before God and seek directions and answers that would help that person move forward. By no means is to tap down on the person and make them feel like they are not worthy to do, understand what they need to do. A spiritual mom is there to assist in any way she can assist. Even sometimes that may mean giving up your finances, giving up your time, giving up your cars, giving up your house if they need it. It just then you put you in a category where you just comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So when God woke me up and gave me Dean Kathy Hood,
Dean Kathy,
it was a little scary to me,
mm-hmm,
because I didn't quite understand what God was directing me to do at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But as I became obedient and done what did what he asked me to do, he tapped me into everything step by step for her.
You know what? And so I had never heard of the term, mm-hmm, until I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Never had experienced a relationship with anybody outside of my parents, mm-hmm, like that. Of course, only girlfriends or, you know, people that you went to school,
right,
with or whatever. But to experience you as a spiritual mom, I am so thankful. Let me just publicly tell you that I am so thankful that God blessed me with you as my spiritual mom, because you treat me as if you birthed me, you know. And so in the midst of me going through everything that I was going through in my marriage, that's when we met. So we had already been 5 years into our marriage,
right,
and God sent us to community fellowship.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's when our relationship began to just blossom. And I just thank you. I just thank you for every, you know, guidance, every piece of advice, every nickel, dime, quarter, dollar, hundreds, whatever that you've sown into my life.
Amen.
And into our lives, actually. And so that's what, you know, most people say, what is a spiritual mom? I mean, it's really no definite or definitive answer, because it's that beautiful spiritual relationship, and people have to be ready for that.
Amen.
You know, because even with us being in relationship, there's a lot of things that you asked me to do or advised me to do that I didn't want to.
Amen.
You know, but I did it because I've trusted the God in you. You know, so we're going to get to that one little fateful morning of me following some instructions that God had given you for me. But so how did you know, though, that I was your spiritual daughter?
Well, I woke up one morning. Well, God woke me up one morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Kathy Hood is to be your spiritual daughter. Now, along the way, I didn't really know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
When he woke me up the second time, it scared me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he asked me to call you, to just have a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, Lord, what did you really want me to say to her? Because once I had met you at the church, I know how headstrong you was. So I'm saying, okay, Lord, you want me to get in a battle here. But once I called you, it was like you was waiting on the call, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know exactly how to go in and what to say, but God just directed my words,
mm-hmm,
for you. And so from that point on, when I said to you that God said for me to be your spiritual mom, you didn't even fight with it.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, because at that point in my life, I needed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in a terrible marriage. I told them that last show. I was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what else to do. Yes, my mom was alive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that relationship with us, we had a relationship, but I know she wouldn't have been able to guide me through that situation because she was in a miserable marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, but just have someone that could lead and guide me in a way in which I needed what God needed me to do. So you've been there through our whole ordeal, the entire ordeal. Stefan and I met you when we had been 5 years into our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so when we came into that place where you realized that I began to share with you what was going on in my life. And I remember telling you how crazy he was and how, you know, rude and whatever else. All the adjectives I probably used were probably not very nice. But and you were like, no, he can't be that bad. All right. Until you got a chance to experience him on your own. I really had to send him off out of town with them guys. And so she can really get the full effect of who he was at that time. And so tell us a little bit about you directing us as a married couple, because guess what? Now you weren't now just my spiritual mom. You had to be spiritual mom to both of us. And so was there a struggle with that?
Well, yes, at first it was a struggle because, you know, God give you pieces and directions. He don't give it to you all at one time, because sometimes if he did give it to you all at one time, you probably just run.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not be your spiritual mom and not be a spiritual mom to him, because he's attached to you.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever God is that God gave to me for you also had to be for him. And so it was so funny because God showed me how his connection to you was a blessing more for him than he knew. But during the course of the process, I found out he was a blessing for you too, even in the midst of the situation that he was taking you through. So when I would talk to you, I would talk to him. My conversation with him will be my conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
My conversation with you will be my conversation with you. And he would always fall in line. Sometimes he didn't want to. Sometimes he would cry. Sometimes he would hurt. But he always would fall in line and listen to what I had to say, thus what the Lord had told me to say to him.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was uncomfortable. Sometimes I know it was uncomfortable for you.
Oh, a lot of times.
I personally appreciate you hearing the God in me, because I promise you it was none of me. And let me just say this too. When I first met Ms. Hood, she was a very hugging person. When she came into the church, I said, okay, who is this woman? She started hugging on me from day one. Mm-hmm. Little did I know going forward, that was the connection with you hugging on me.
Mm-hmm.
Because God knew I was going to need her as much as she needed me. I didn't know that, but wow. God knew that. And so that led me on back up into the divorce part of my divorce.
Hey, did you get your divorce first, didn't you? I did.
Yes, I got my divorce in 2012, but my separation was in 2001.
Oh, okay.
So I went.
Oh, yeah. So I spent about 11 years trying to fight him.
Right.
And fight my own.
Exactly.
And so, you know, just thinking about that, you saying that you needed me just as much as I needed you. I didn't even realize that. So that's why I tell people all the time, find somebody that you trust. You know, that you can really talk to. And, you know, everybody have this problem of they'll come to you to ask for advice, but they go right off and do exactly what they want to do. And, you know, forget the advice that was given to them. And I'm just imploring all of you right now. If you have someone in your life that is speaking into your life, listen. More importantly, obey. You know, that's where true success is going to come. When you learn to obey that word, because God is speaking to you through that person and providing you, you know, the strategy or, you know, just what you need to get through some things. So
Amen.
It's let's talk about really where the great escape started. I'm telling you, I had my plan together. You hear me? I told them last episode that I spent 12 years trying to get out of a 12-year marriage, right? And I had it all set up. I was ready to go. I had it all planned out. My husband was going to be going to work. I had the movers coming. And my girlfriend had my sidekick. We were ready to pack up and go. And then that very morning, 5 a.m., let's talk about that. Tell me why in the world. Well, I know you told me. Let's share with the listeners. Why in the world did you call me at 5 a.m.?
Well, now, Not that I wanted to, but because God had told me to. I even asked God, I said, God, can I please wait until 7 o'clock? But I knew 7 o'clock now, later on, rather, it was going to be too late because your plan was moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got on up, it's 5 o'clock. I went down in the basement. I said, okay, Lord, here I go. So when I call you and you said, hello, I say, hey, baby, what are you doing? And you go, I'm asleep. What's wrong? I say, you cannot leave. You went, what? I said, you can't. I know you had your sidekick, and I know she was right there with you.
Ready.
Ready to go. On set, ready to go. But I knew you had so much work to do. I know there were so many women you had to reach. God had told me that. He had shown it to me. And I know if you got out of position, you would not have reached those ladies or women that you needed to reach. So I had gotten myself together that if you went off, you went off. But I would have done what God told me to do. But Amen. Because God had you in position, ready, set, go, he knew you was going to stay in position.
You know, I remember that call like it was yesterday. And, you know, I couldn't say anything, but I knew that that had to be God because, you know, my plans were already made. I was excited. And so I knew that I just had to, you know, hear and obey the word that God, well, trust the God in you. And I stayed, everybody. I released, I had paid my deposit. So I'm like, what about my money? You're like, well, you just got to lose it. You know, I can't stand losing money. And so I stayed and, it really didn't get any better, you know? And I remembered one thing that you said to me, you know, you, after all of that, after years of still being together, I think, oh, I did have a little spell of exhale for 3 months and God allowed me to leave and, moved out to an apartment, but God would not let me be comfortable. I was sick the whole entire time. Every single day. God knew that he knew to have something going on because if I just had got relaxed and stayed in that little cute little apartment, yeah, it was real cute. And I wouldn't have went back. But when I asked God, I said, let me just get a break. You know, let me just get out of this situation just for a minute to I can exhale. You know, because it was hellish every day. It felt like in my life every single day, you know. And so when my 3 months was up, I did go, but the apartment complex let me out of the lease because of my illness. Mm-hmm. It was something in the apartment, guys, that was making me sick. So God knew what to do. He knew exactly what to do. But this was well after that morning you told me to stay. So going back to that, I did stay. And like I said, and then finally, after I had my little escape, came back. And I remember you called me like the day after I got back or not long afterwards. You said to me, you look like a dead woman walking. And this is not going to be forever. God is getting ready to fix it because you will always tell me, don't you leave. You know, let God fix it, or God will fix it, or he will remove him.
Absolutely.
I remember that. I was listening. I might have been frowning and mad and, you know, and doing all of that. But I heard it. And then the very next day when you said that, that's when all hell broke loose.
Yes.
So that's when the incident happened. But so I'm going to tell that story along with Stefan Hood.
Okay.
But we got past all of that. And then we're going to talk about the moment of escape. For me, when I thought that it was really like over, I'm free, you know. So we went through all of everything that we had to deal with from that fateful night of the incident. So, guys, just I'm going to tell you more and more about the incident. So just stay tuned. Right. But we had that moment when Stefan ended up going to jail and he got out. And I said, I need for you to help me to get him to sign his divorce papers.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
Well, Lord, yes. When I say you would do anything for your kids, that means anything.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere I knew that she needed the space. Somewhere I knew he needed the space. But I had to get him to understand this was a trial period for him to get himself together while you get yourself together. The divorce was a necessary point at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew God was going to put you all back together. But the separation had to be found so he could move forward and you could move forward and hear what God had for him and what God had for you. And he was too wrapped up with loving you so much,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't see none of the bad that he needed to deal with. So once I had the conversation with him, he understood, you know, where I was coming from and what was going on. The only thing he needed to know was he going to get back with you? Would you remarry him?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sit there on that bed and say, Lord, be on my side now. And I said, yes, son, she's going to remarry you, but you got to get yourself together. And he was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Mama C, do you promise me? And I said, yes, son, I promise you she's going to come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just take the time and get you together.
Guys, I was not in the room while this conversation was going on.
Yes,
because I probably would have said, no, I'm not. But anyway, go ahead.
But he did sign the paper. You all did get the divorce. That gave him time to explore the situations that was going on with him. Gave you time to just recoup and live your life and get it together to where you had never lived. You had never enjoyed life. You
mm-hmm.
had never enjoyed Kathy Hood. You had never enjoyed just loving on you and allowing God to love on you. So that's where you needed to be. And he needed to allow God to love on him and
right.
be there for him.
And the one thing I told him during that time was, I said, you have me in a place where God should be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be in that place. And so when we got the divorce, he wanted to make sure it wasn't another man. I said, are you kidding me? Really? So no, it's not another man. Don't want to do any of that. So guys, we got a divorce, but he never left my space, you know, whether it was by phone call or by text or, you know, through you. I mean, oh my God, I remember we went to, it was New Year's Eve. So anytime that you felt like he would be alone, I'll go spend time with my son. I'm like, no, I don't want to, you know, but here again, just learning to be obedient to whatever, you know, I heard God say. And so people don't realize that's where true success comes from, is when you learn to be obedient to what you're hearing. It's not somebody trying to run your life, not trying to make you do anything or whatever. But if that person is that person in your life, then we need to learn to listen to them and just understand that God is doing a great thing. Yeah, he did some mighty things in that time. He had already started me doing a lot of the things that I'm doing now, but on a smaller scale. But because of that situation and what all that we've gone through, it has made me the woman I am today.
Amen.
And I absolutely love the lives that I've touched, and the things, the changes that I've helped people to, you know, make in their lives and to understand. Because most people, they don't want to listen to anybody who hasn't gone through anything, because you're just going to share with me what you think. And I don't seem to, you know, most people don't care about what you think. You know, but some people can be so persuasive that they can talk them into something that they have never, ever experienced before and causing more damage to a person's life. So I tell you, this whole time that we've been knowing, when I met you and for years that we spent time together, and then when I discovered about the gifts, I was just floored to see you and to know that once I learned about the gifts, to know that I had been watching you operating in your gifts from day one, mm-hmm. from when I met you. So your gifts are giver, mm-hmm. server,
yes.
and compassion. And so, guys, when I tell you she is a giver from her heart, this is the lady I was telling you guys about that will pick up strangers on the side of the road. And I'm like, she was like, that lady standing at the bus stop, it's raining. I'm like, well, she knew it was raining when she came out the house to catch the bus. No, she has a little kid. And I'm like, Mom, see? No. So she was picking up people on the side of the road, people, anybody that's needing anything. I've seen you give your house money, your house note, your car note, just whatever. And what about that? I mean, what does that do for you? I tell her, I said, girl, you crazy, Mama C. I believe in helping people, you know, but I tell you, everybody still live their lives according to the gifts that leads them. You know, so everybody see everything through their own gifted eyes. So giver is not in my top three. So we know that now, right? But like I said, that doesn't mean I don't like to give. But everybody does it in a totally different way. I do it in an exhorter style. You know, so that's my first gift. So as a giver, tell us a little bit about that. Just tell us about when you found out your gifts. What happened?
All right. Well, when I first found out my gift, let me back up. I didn't know about the gifts until I met you, and we did the class with Pastor Early, I spent time helping you within the gifts, but when it came to my turn of taking the gifts, I was so excited because it finally gave me the eye to why I do what I do and why I like to do what I do. Mm-hmm. And, well, most people thought I was kind of crazy a little bit.
Because they didn't understand your giving pattern.
Or even to the point, if I come to your house, I like to help you clean up.
Yes, the server.
Like to wash the dishes for you, like to vacuum the house. And I said, Lord, people are going to think I'm very crazy. But once I learned the gift and learned about me and how God had created me, that made all the difference in the world. I mean, I really got excited. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the point, even here now, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
You know, I would have been so fearful and so scared and so afraid to just be and do what God had created me to be and do and be okay with it.
Now, that's so funny because she is a classic giver. This lady got money. I told them before that, when time comes, you know, we all got to leave here one day. But I said that I want to be sitting right there next to you. You tell me where all the hiding places are, because she's got money hidden everywhere, guys. But also with that serving, you know, and people didn't understand your gifts, even at church, you know, because she come in, she see a need and you say, go do this and having everybody doing this. Who she thinks she is telling us what to do and all this and all of that. I'm like, so when we discovered the gifts, I'm like, that's just who she is. And so it helped you to embrace just who God created you to be.
Absolutely.
And I told you that those characteristics were put inside of you when you were, the minute you create, you know, put in your mother's womb.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say. So it's just amazing to see you operate and then even operate in compassion, you know, because guys, yeah, so we do. So with having compassion and server and giver all in her top three, we were battling for a little while because I had to help her to understand that so many people will take advantage of your giving,
absolutely,
of your serving, and of your compassion. You know, and so we learned how to maneuver through those things and operate in wisdom.
Yes.
You know, and so now that you've embraced that and you're moving forward, how do you feel?
Well, I feel very excited that I've learned how to know when to move and when not to move. And I really want a person to thank you for that, because I was all over the place with those three things, just jumping in. So now that I've learned how to, you know, time myself with everything, with the giving, or pray about it before I move in on it, or just see whether God even want me to. So I'm just very excited about that. I think the gifts they are the bomb.
Yes, they are. It's definitely life changing. And so when you said that, you know, one thing I wanted to point out for all my servers that's out there, because of the fact that they love to serve, they love to help, and they jump right in without even asking people, you know, they want to make it happen and things like that. But once you understand that you come across a little pushy, even though servers are ones that they love things to be done right.
Absolutely.
They are perfectionists. And so they'd rather do it themselves, and they would, you would gather up the herd to get the job done. Mm-hmm. So, but that giver in you, which is your number one, is that one that's well-rounded. So you're pretty even keel on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And so it causes you to have a lot more wisdom beyond your years.
Yes.
And so that's why, too, I believe you carry the anointing of a spiritual mom. And that way, that's why you could be so even keel with me, with Stefan and I.
Yes.
You know, you didn't take my side. You didn't take his side. You were always on the side of right. And so I just wanted to say, I'm just excited about it. I'm so glad that God put you in our lives. So now that Stefan and I have come full circle and you made that little fateful call for 5 a.m., how do you feel about your role in our lives now?
Well, I still feel, I know that I'm still both you guys' spiritual mom. I believe that you all have came to a point that you all can handle you all self a little bit more without me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get as many phone calls from you. Neither do I get them from him. And I think you only call when you need to, or he call when he need to. And I'm so thankful to see how God have moved into both of you guys to even to be able to just communicate
mm-hmm.
well and just hear from God and, you know, trust God and all your round about life, you know, and just do what God have for you to do. I'm very, very proud of the both of you all for that. And I know there will be some ups and downs and all that, but the God that you guys have in you now, you all will get through it.
Amen.
I'm proud of both of you all.
Thank you. So we love you truly as our mom. Both of us have lost our parents.
Yes.
And but even when they were here, you were still that, you know, everything that we needed. You know, the things that our parents couldn't give us, you were there. And I'm not talking material things,
right.
You know. And the one thing that you said to my mom, you know, was that, you know, you didn't want her to be, well, you mentioned to me first that you didn't want her to be jealous of our relationship because we were and still are so very close.
Yes.
And my mom, what did my mom say to you?
Yeah, so I just went and had lunch with her one day.
You took her to lunch, I'm sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I took her to lunch. And I did not want her to feel any kind of way that I was trying to step in her role.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to say that to her, that I was there for you on a spiritual level. She's your mom, will always be your mom, and I would never do that. And she just said to me, she said, Carolyn, I'm so glad you're there for her. I'm so glad you're there for her. I do not feel that way at all. I'm very glad you're there.
Right. And, you know, she said that. She said, I'm so thankful that you have her, that you, me, meaning me, mm-hmm. had you in my life.
Yes.
So I am so thankful that God placed you in my life, Mama C. So what I would love for you to do is just, you know, if you would just please share a little sweet spiritual mom nugget for all who are looking for a way of escape or that is just in a rough patch in their lives right now. What kind of advice would you give them to just, you know, give them just a little piece or, you know, to help them to move forward?
Amen. Well, first of all, I would say you got to make a decision that you want God in your life. You got to make that decision first. And then you need to ask God to send someone to you that he see fit for you. Not someone that you see fit, but someone he sees fit for you. And then last, once he send that person to you, be willing to obey and listen and do.
Mm. That's powerful because, you know, like you said, some of us, I'm very strong-willed.
Mm-hmm.
And I can make decisions very easily.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not emotional. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I may get angry about some things, but that's why it was so good to be able to have you to help me in those times where, you know, I'm like, hey, this is it. It's done. It's over. Forget all this other malarkey. I'm out. You know, but you would be right there like, come on, let's go get ice cream. Let's go to a movie. Let's go to dinner. Or just come over and we would just sit, talk and laugh. And it helped me so much through my journey. And I'm just thankful that God had you there to keep me from exiting when I shouldn't have and helping me to move when I should have
mm-hmm.
and just for me to be right where I am.
Mm-hmm.
right now. So I'm truly excited to have you on the show to help me to share with our listeners the importance of having someone in our lives, right, who will guide them, love on them, and support them on so many levels, because you have definitely done that. And it's so important. It's so important. So, friends, don't sleep on your mentors, your coaches, or your spiritual leaders. You know, always pray to God for some discernment so you'll know that this is who that is supposed to be speaking into your lives. They are in your life for a reason. And so you listen for God's divine instruction for you in living the life that he has created for you. That's the only thing that's going to be successful. So, guys, I am just truly excited about my guest for today, Mama C. Thank you so much for joining me. And I think we're just going to close out with just thanking you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving Stefan. Oh, and by the way, thank you for loving my kids. They call you grandma. Like when my daughter say, you nobody's grandma. Because she looked mighty young, y'all. She's five. She is a hot tamale. I know that's what your husband be telling you. You is slick. I be knowing. But anyway, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you got so fit to reunite you with this guy.
Yes.
Mr. Foster Smith. You guys met and then you separated. I mean, y'all met just as friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all came back together some years later.
Mm-hmm.
And now you guys are hitched.
Yes.
So I love the way that how he treats you. I love the fact that you have somebody there that's taking care of you, that you guys are taking care of each other.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful that you're happy.
Amen.
All right.
Thank
you so much for being with us today. I just want to say, please remember to subscribe to the show to receive free giveaways, promotion announcements, and more up to me at up to me. radio.com. So guys, don't forget to subscribe at uptome.com, and that's up the number 2 meradio.com. All podcasts can be heard at uptomeradio.com, Apple Podcasts, and other free podcast apps. Like us on Facebook at Up to Me Radio, on Instagram, and on Twitter. We thank you so much and keep shining.